lesson, but God will always be there. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed. For a copy of today's message, you can call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Come worship with God's great body of people. Our Bible study is Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Our worship service is Friday at 7:30 p.m. Our Sabbath school is Saturday at 10 a.m. and Sabbath service is Saturday at 1 p.m. Praise be to God for our founder, Bishop Albert Mulberry, and our pastor, Penny Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again the same time next week.
Holy.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands. In
my life. Amen. About the word of the Lord. 12th chapter of the book of Isaiah. You can know from verse 1 to verse 6, but we're going to read verse 6. Isaiah, the 12th chapter, one verse. You can read the rest while you sit in Isaiah, the 12th chapter, verse 6. Amen. It's on our screen. Let's read. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Cry out. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about cry out and shout. Amen. Cry out and shout. Isaiah this morning is talking about thanksgiving for God's mercy. If any time we need to cry out and shout is right now. That word cry means he's telling us to shout to praise God for all what the Lord had done for you and what he's doing right now. And sometimes, my brothers and sisters, I oftentimes say we ought to act like every time that we come to the house of prayer, we ought to act like that might be our last time. You ought to give the Lord, you ought to cry out for mercy, cry out, you ought to shout like that might be your last opportunity, because you don't know. Amen. You don't know. But sometimes we look around and we say, well, you know, some people think this is a fifth Sunday. Well, every Sunday belongs to the Lord. Amen. Every Sunday belongs. Matter of fact, every day belongs to the Lord. And I've heard people say, well, I ain't going to church. It's just a fifth Sunday. Well, there might be that fifth Sunday that you might miss your blessing when you don't show up. Amen. Because a lot of people, you know, that they get mad at the preacher when he said, a lot of people call people, are you going today? No, it's the first Sunday, fifth Sunday, I'm not going today. Well, you may not see first Sunday. Amen. You may not see First Sunday. Now, I'm not talking about those who sick and got job and stuff like that. But you know good and well, you know, after all what the Lord had done for you, how God had blessed you. We all ate good this week. Oh, yeah, we all ate good. Don't act like you ate. We all ate good this week, huh? And some people didn't even tell God thank you. Amen. And he still allow you to see a brand new day, huh? And if any time we need to cry out and shout is right now, because the goodness and the mercy of God. Look at, my brothers and sisters, the word from a worshiper. Isaiah called a worshiper. Isaiah, the worshiper speaks to the Lord. In verse 1, he speaks to the Lord. The worshiper decides to praise the Lord. It's right there. He decides to praise the Lord. He says, in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thy anger is turned away from me. Look, he say, a day is coming when people will sing and praise God. A day is coming that we're gonna come together and really give the Lord what he deserves. The praise and the shout. It will come a time that God, the Lord, going to get that out of each and every one of us. Amen. He got a way of pulling a shout out of you. He got a way of putting a cry out for the... Have you ever just cried out to the Lord and say, Lord, thank you because you've been so good to me? Look what he said. He praised the Lord even though he has felt the Lord's anger. He felt the Lord's anger against him. He said, your anger is turned away. That's enough to shout right there. Thank God his anger is turned away. You'll miss your shout. How would you feel if God's anger would still be upon you right now? But you ought to praise God that his anger, he's not like us. He don't hold grudge. Oh, y'all ain't going to talk back to me. Huh? He don't hold grudge, huh? Even though some forgot to say thank you this morning, he still love you with an unconditional love. Amen? He said his anger, look at that. He felt the anger of the Lord against him. But he said your anger is turned away. Remember, under the new covenant, the wrath of God against us was poured out. You hear what I'm saying? Poured out upon the Son of God on the cross. Right there on the cross. So there is no more anger from God towards us because his anger has been exalted. But we receive the chastening and discipline from the Lord. It make you feel that the Lord is angry because he chased you, he chastised you. Already, and he discipline you, and it make you feel like the Lord in anger. But Jesus took that on the cross. He nailed it. That's enough to shout right there. Amen. That's enough to shout like that. That's enough to shout from the Lord, which feel like his anger, but this chastening feel unpleasing. According to Hebrews 12 and 11, it feel good when his anger is turned away. You know it feel good. Oh, it feel good when his anger is turned away because of what Jesus did on the cross. Don't ever stop thanking Jesus for the cross. Some people think the cross ain't nothing. The cross is a whole lot. But Jesus took away all the sins that we deserved. He nailed it to the cross, and he forgave them for it. Now, you got a right to live. You got a right. If you sin, it's a choice. You sin on your own. And you can't blame it on nobody else. You can't blame somebody, they made me sin. That's a choice you had, huh? Jesus did on the cross. Jesus put, look what he did. He put himself in between us and the anger of the Lord and receiving the anger in himself, he turned away God's anger. And you, he said, through all that, now, Lord, I just say, you comfort me. If any time we need comfort is right now. There's some things that people can help you with, but there's some things some people can't help you with. They take the comfort of the Lord. Have you ever been going through something and people pray with you to tell you this, but when you go to the Lord yourself, he comforts you with a word from the Lord. The Lord will direct you to go to my word. And when you read the word, that comfort in the word of God, because you got to know what word to go to. That good people tell you, say, I'm praying for you, but if you don't tell me a word to go to help me, comfort me for what I'm going through, that sometimes you need to cry out and shout. When you go through something, only the word of God can comfort you. A lot of people tell you, I'm with you, but they leave you by yourself. Where is people when you need them at midnight? You ever been there? When you need somebody at midnight? When you're going through something, going to the hospital, some loved one passing, and you need somebody at midnight. They're not there, but the Lord is there. The Lord will comfort you right then and there. He say, I never leave you. I never forsake you. He said, Lord, I'll be with you at always. And when you got that comfort, my brother and sister, you can stand. You can stand. Look what he said. You comfort me. When God disciplines us, he does so as a perfect parent. He knows how to comfort us when we are down and out. There's something when you're down and out. Only the Lord can help you. Something when you're down and out, you don't know which way to go. You don't know. You don't feel like talking. You don't feel like doing this. But when you get in the presence of the Lord, the Lord will comfort you. The Lord will give you that joy. He'll give you that what you really need. All you got to do is just cry out and shout. Some people say, well, when I'm going through something, I can't shout. But that's the time to really praise God. When you're going through your dilemma, when you're going through your problem, when you're going through your situation, well, but a pastor, you just don't know how I feel. No, I don't know how you feel, but Jesus knows how you feel. You ought to give him your problem, give him your issue, give him your dilemma, whatever it is. And I guarantee you, if you give it all to him, he says, cast your burden unto me because I care. That's when you ought to cry out and shout. Say, Lord, I can't do this no more. I can't take it. I give it to you. I thought y'all wanted to shout this morning. And when you do that, you can find comfort that nobody. And that's why people don't understand us sometimes. You go through something and you're not crying all day and all night. You come to church and they don't understand how you doing, how you making it. Girl, boy, oh, you went through something. They bring up what you went through and what you got to tell them, say, yeah, but you don't know, but God. God was on my side. Yeah, I went to the doctor. He told me some bad news, but God told me it's going to be all right. He said, if I trust him and believe in him and put all my care, put all my faith in him, I can cry out and shout because, well, baby, I know you told me the doctor say, how you feel? I feel good. I feel good because the Spirit of the Lord is on me because I gave it to the Lord. And that's why that I feel good. And they didn't ever understand that. Well, child, about you, I'd be messed up. You're right, you're not me. Because the God I serve, he told me if I trust him, and if I believe in him, and if I have faith as a grain of mustard seed, I can speak to my mountain and it shall be moved. He never told me to climb the mountain because I may not have strength to climb it. But if I can speak it, if you only give me some courage to speak. And have you ever spoke to the Lord when you're down on your back, laying in the bed, and all you do is just fold your hand? Maybe you can't say a word, but he understands what you say. He understands because you got in your heart. And folk don't understand that. They say, I can give it to the Lord. And he will. Work it out. Y'all ain't never been there before, huh? He will work it out. That's why you got to quit telling all your problems to everybody and tell it to the Lord. Tell it to the Lord. He work it out. Do you believe he work it out? That's why I just say you got to cry out and shout. He say, verse 2, he say, behold, look at him say. He said, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord, Jehovah is my strength. Look at him. And my song. He also is become my salvation. He said, behold. I wonder, behold. He wants others to see what he says is true. He is excited about what God has done in his life. Are you excited this morning what the Lord had done in your life? Don't fool me. Are you excited? Some people act like they ain't got nothing to be excited for. They act like the Lord had never done nothing for you. Well, my baby, how can you sit down there and don't even be excited of what the Lord had done? Even he woke you up this morning. He allowed you to be here. Come to the house of prayer. You ought to be excited. He said he is excited about what God had done in his life. You know what the problem? We worry about what the Lord is doing in everybody else's life. Still in your own life. You ought to be worried about what he's doing in your life. Be excited, huh? Have you ever talked to yourself? Ain't nothing wrong with that. I do it all the time when I'm talking to the Lord. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself and say, Lord, I'm just excited what you've done with me. Lord, look at me. They said I would never be nobody. Y'all keep sitting there. Lord, they say I would never amount to nothing. Y'all keep sitting there. Lord, they say I'll never be saved. Y'all just keep sitting there. Lord, they say I'll never be in the house of prayer. Y'all just keep sitting there. Lord, they say I'll never be changed. Y'all just keep sitting there. Y'all don't know when to shout. Huh? Now put your name in there. You ought to be excited what the Lord had done in your life. And he invite all to behold the work of the Lord. Huh? God is my salvation. Huh? When God is our salvation, we can trust him and not be afraid. What you mean, Brother Pastor? When he's your salvation, you can trust him and not be afraid. When bad news come, knock to your door. Ain't time to give up or throw the towel in. That's the time to trust him. You ought to learn to stand on the promise of God. You ought to channel God. Say, Lord, you promised me through your word. See, some of y'all are not reading the word of God. Why can y'all? God promised. And you ought to channel that. And he said, I'm going to trust you and not be afraid. For whatever I'm going through, I'm not going to be afraid. Even in this economy, I'm not going to be afraid. Because it's not the first time it's going to be economy. It's not the first time it's going to be a layoff. It's not going to be the first time it's going to be shut down. But I trust God. You brought me through it. You're going to bring me through it. Because I serve the Most High God. My daddy owned everything. My daddy. May not be your daddy, my daddy, Jehovah God. He owned everything. Last time I checked, he said a cattle on a thousand hills is his. Even the hills is his. Everything belongs to him. So if I'm an inheritor of the Lord Jesus Christ, that means what my daddy got, I got it too. I inherited. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me, huh? You see, some of y'all waiting until mama and daddy die for y'all to inherit some stuff. You may not get that, but my daddy, whatever he got, I got it right there. Whatever my daddy got, I got it. It belonged to me, huh? And if you hooked up with the Lord, that means you got it too. He got it. What you afraid of? Can I tell you? Christian people shouldn't be afraid of nothing. Amen? Now, I know sometimes we're human, but then you shouldn't be afraid of nothing. Some Christian people is afraid to die. Soon they get a little sick, and doctors are telling me that, and oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. Poor Papa died from that. Mommy died from that. You start claiming, start talking about what they died from. But you never say, you start claiming, you start to learn to start claiming, in the name of Jesus, I curse that. In the name of Jesus, the devil is alive. You understand? I thank God for doctors. Because God put them here. Don't get me wrong. He put them here. But the doctor is not Dr. Jesus. You know, the Lord reminded me, I told you last, when I went to the doctor, he ran a test on me, and they told me all this and that I had, you know, and I prayed. But when I took the test, I would pray, and I said, Lord, listen to something. Lord, don't let the devil hide nothing. Whatever it there, let it show up. Y'all hear what I say? And when I did that and started telling me all that, I almost started complaining. The Lord slapping on my head. Bow. You remember what you said? You prayed and you asked me. Don't let the devil hide nothing. I exposed it. Y'all missed that. Now you know what to do. Some of us go down and pray and say, Lord, don't let nothing be there. And what you're doing, you're canceling it out. And he won't let nothing be, even if there's something there, he won't let it because you spoke it. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. I gave y'all that for free. What you're afraid of? When somebody else is going through something, or we can tell them, oh, just hold on in there. God is good. God is able. But when it's your turn, that's a different story. Oh, when it's your turn. Seems like nobody never call you on the phone. When you really need the phone to ring, it don't even ring. You calling somebody, I'm just checking to see if my phone working. They won't even talk to you. You know why is that? Because the Lord wants you to spend some time with him. When you're going through your dark hour, when you're going through your dilemma, he wants you to spend time with him. He already know what you're going through. He know what you're dealing with already. But he wants you to cry out and shout to him. He wants you to pour out all what you have on the altar and say, Lord, I give it all to you. I'm not going to take it back. I'm not going to cry. But I'm going to praise you while I'm going through it. He said, the Lord, Jehovah, is my strength. When the Lord is our strength, it means that he is our resource. He is our refuge. It's right there. He looked to him. We look to him for our needs. All our needs. The Lord is our song. That came a time every child of God ought to have a song you sing. Every last one of us ought to have a song. Do you have a song? You ought to have a song that you can sing when you're going through something. Huh? And let me tell you, a song can ease your pain. Oh, yeah, tell me. A song can ease. I don't care what nobody say. You see, y'all don't want to shout with me this morning. I'm trying to rush through this, but you see, y'all don't want to see. Something about a song. Now, I'm talking about the lost song. I ain't talking about that other kind of song. You know, I ain't talking about that other song that drop it like it's hot and all that stuff like that. I ain't talking about that. Back it up. No, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about Amazing Grace. I'm talking about God's mercy is everlasting. I'm talking about the good song. Good song. Some people find like they ain't got nothing to call on the law. How far do I stretch my hand to thee? Good song. Song that the Lord can hear and you can stand on. He never let you fall. He'll pick you up. But you got to know a song. And that song is for you. Everybody ought to have their own song. And he saved my brothers and sisters right there. My song, he's also become my salvation. The Lord is our song. He is our joy. And our happiness. We find our purpose and life in him. You have a purpose and life in him. And that's why you ought to cry out and shout. Because every last one of us ought to have a song. When you go through something, you ought to have a song. Precious Lord, take my hand. He's the only one can take your hand. Because you know he is precious. He is precious. You hear what I say? Huh? I used to like to hear those old songs. And not only good song, but those old songs meant something. And those old people used to sing those songs. Amen. Sister, Jackie Benjamin, Sister Tattoo, used to sing, guide me over. Thy great Jehovah. Y'all ain't going to talk about it. Y'all don't remember that. Pilgrim through this barren land. I used to listen to that, huh? Oh, my God. Sister Keith used to sing, God specializes in things that's impossible. Y'all don't forget about that. Y'all don't want to shout with me. I guess I'm going to make my own self happy. God can specialize some things that's impossible. He will do it. You ought to have your own song to sing. Amen. Then he goes on verse 3 and says, therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the well of salvation. The result of the salvation of the Lord. Look, Jesus, you remember Jesus promised us, whoever drink of the water that I shall give him will never thirst again. That's an everlasting water. Never thirst again. Amen. According to John 4 and 14, we will draw water. There is some things for us to do is draw water from God. We must reach out and draw what he has provided. It's right there. That's his water, his well, his rope. What we draw from in his joy. Draw with joy. He say, cry out. He say, he give us the joy. Some people act like they ain't got no joy. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's right there, huh? As fresh water brings joy to the thirsty, so God people rejoice when he saved them. We ought to rejoice when God saves someone, and when God saves you, you ought to be rejoiced, huh? Because you know the Bible, Jesus say, it's more joy in one sinner that comes than that 99. What is the 99? You already got the 99. But that one that gave their life to Christ, that's more joy. Because they came to the water and drank. They drew water and they drunk the right drinking water. And now they're saved. And he goes, oh, my brothers and sisters. He began to just cry out and shout. He said in verse 4, he said, and in that day, he come again, like verse 1, in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord. And call upon his name. Declare his doing among the people. Make mention that his name is excellent and exalted. He's saying, he tells us a lot of things. I said, what do you mean? How? Now he's telling how good the Lord is. Praising him. Praise the Lord. He called upon us. He called upon his name. He said, call his name. What the problem? We call everybody else's name, but we don't call him the Lord's name. He has encouraged us to worship the Lord